is anybody ever really number one? This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Is anybody ever really number one? When you think about that, the logic does sort of jump at you, and it says, how can everyone be number one and be what the word number one means? The number one means number one, the first, the only one that's first, the only one that is number one. Well, this is a word game that we like to play here, and we're going to work on that word game for a minute now. Being number one is like being a boy, or being a man, or being a woman. I am a man. I am a human being. I am divine. I am a genius. I am fabulous. I am loving. I am unconditionally loving. Now, none of those things draws to mind the idea that it is only one of a kind. None of those things draws to mind that it is something that is unique and special, and that there is no comparison. Ah. Now we come to the point of matter. There is no comparison. When you say to a child, you're number one, and the child stands in the front of the line and is the first one in the line, and the teacher says, you're number one. And then the child sits down and ties his shoelace, and so the girl standing behind him now becomes number one. And so the teacher says, all right, number one, come up here. Well, he's still busy tying his shoelace. And so she walks up there, and the teacher says, oh, I thought Johnny was number one, but Susie, you're number one. Well, you're the first one in line, and so you are number one. So, she is treated as being number one all day long, when really it was Johnny's turn to be treated as number one all day long. Now, would a teacher respond in such a way? Hardly. The title of number one that was given to the boy was not something that was taken away just because he had to sit down to tie his shoelace. It might be taken away because he was a naughty boy, or because he did not cooperate, or because he no longer chose to be number one, but it could not be taken away just because he sat down to tie his shoelace. You and I are number one. Everyone is number one. Because there is only one world in which we live, and that is our world. Now, that too seems to be quite a problem to many people. How can there be only one world? One world, and my world at that. Not your world, but my world at that. We hear many philosophers and scientists and people speaking on social issues and saying, let us develop one world. One world, one language. One program for all. One benefit. All men are equal. All men deserve the right to have equal. And all men don't mean men. It means all humanity. All mankind. All being. Now, a book was written, Man's Inhumanity to Man, and it told about life in the prison camp. And it showed how people who were beautiful and wonderful, regardless of where they were located, they were beautiful and wonderful. People who had good hearts even in prison camps. People who had bad hearts, if you want to call it that, or people who did not go along with the program for the good of the majority, you might say, or for human issues, being loving and being gentle, not hurting another, not taking from another. You see, those things, if you are that way, that's the way you are. Now, let us take that back to being number one. If Johnny is number one. He's number one because of certain things that happened in his life. He's number one because he got to school first, before anybody else, for a month. He's number one because he was always the first one to sit in the seat and sit quietly, waiting for the teacher to come in the room. He was number one because he always had his homework done on time, and he did it as well as he could. He's number one because he was always a courteous, loving, gentle, kind boy. He's number one because he liked himself. He didn't do these things because he wanted to make points, as it might appear he did. He did these things because that's his nature. Being number one does not mean that we are superior to another. It means we are our personal best. And rather than saying our personal best, which seems to be a little bit outmoded, we say our divine best. And can you be divine best? If you are your divine self, is there a best or a less best? There is only your divine self. When we are living as our divine self, when we are living from the center, and now where is the center of our being? That's always a good question too. When we are living from that presence within, from the awareness of the presence within, from the awareness of the divine presence within, with unconditional love, we are number one. Now, we may go through life and the world may not treat us as being number one because other people have other ideas of what number one is. But we know in our heart that we are living from our divine awareness of who we are and that we truly are number one. But we don't think of ourselves as being number one. We don't think and say, I am number one. We don't think and say, I am doing everything fantastic. I am glorious. I am good. I am marvelous. We don't think of saying those things. We just are. Have you ever seen a good boy or a good girl putting on a show of being a good boy and a good girl? What's the first thing you think? Yick. Did you ever see a good boy and a good girl who intuitively, divinely, within their very beingness were good boys and good girls? Did they ever put on a show? No. Did anyone ever come up to them and say, oh, you're just a goody-goody boy, goody-goody girl? No. You see, when we live from our divine center, we are never misunderstood. Everyone looks at us and they say, that's a nice person. That's a very kind act. That's a very thoughtful thing you did. Hey, that's very nice. And you see, it's not, you're trying to brown nose, you're trying to do this, you're trying to do that. See, none of that nonsense. When you are number one, you are fantastic. And is anybody ever really number one? Well, in truth, no. Because to be number one means that you are above the crowd, you are in front of the crowd, you are in front of everybody else, you are beyond and better than anyone else. And that's the trouble there, that word better. When we think that we're better than anyone else, we do have a problem. But when we love ourselves, and we love all the world in the same way that we love ourselves, what a wonderful world we live in. What a wonderful life we have. What beautiful things take place in our world. Is anybody ever really number one? That's a question we ask ourselves quite often. And it's a question that has no place in the life of any being. Because if each one of us acts from our divine center, if each one of us does everything that makes us happy, and that brings joy to us, and that brings delight to our hearts, we can be sure that we are number one, and that we are acting as number one. We are living as number one. We are being number one. And how wonderful that is. But you see, it's a choice that we make. And it's not a choice that we make in superiority. It's a choice that we make in our divinity, in recognizing all is beautiful and good and wonderful. And in this recognition that all is good and beautiful, pure and wonderful. Nothing else matters. Kind of a nice thought, isn't it? Kind of a nice idea to live with. Now, let me put another little point here. As I am number one, I look at my world and I see every being in my world number one. Every being in my world is a reflection of me. And if I believe I'm number one, then everyone else is too. They must be, they're my creation. If I believe I am number one, all is good. But you see, when we look at the world and we do not find people being number one, it is merely because within us is a lack of the quality of being number one. In us is a lack of the quality of liking ourselves and being ourselves and having fun. In us is the lack of the quality of unconditional love and awareness of our divine beingness. I can tell you one thing. I am so happy. I am so joyous. I am number one, yes, and I see everybody as number one. And I think the world is wonderful. And I think everybody is great. And I think there's no improvement needed any place. Everything is perfect. Everything is beautiful. I look out upon the world and I see it good and very good. I look out upon everybody in the universe and I see them good and very good. Because I like me. I like me. I like me. And when I like me, oh, I live in my perfect body, my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. Oh, my, oh, my, oh, my. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And how great it is. Join with me in this awareness today and know that you are number one and I am number one. And is anybody ever really number one? You bet. We always were, always will be, and we always are. For there is only the now, and we are number one now. Now and forever, evermore. But there is no forevermore. There's only now. Enjoy it. Enjoy it and know it and live it and be it and say, and so it is. I love you. I love you. I love you.